From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Californians have until midnight to start signing up for health insurance through the state's marketplace. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, there's been a surge in enrollment leading up to the Affordable Care Act deadline.
Do you guys have your birth certificates or permanent resident card?
At a 17-hour enroll-a-thon sponsored by Healthcare Workers Union, hundreds of Californians waited up to 45 minutes to start a health insurance application. 26-year-old Martise Moore admits he's a procrastinator.
Well, it was something I was intending on doing. You know how you put stuff off.
45-year-old Anthony Gagliardo says he's worried he won't be able to afford the insurance.
From what I've seen so far that my friends have gotten, it's way out of their price range. There's no way that they could even do it. So I don't understand how it's going to work.
California's healthcare exchange says more than 1.2 million people have already signed up. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
A judge in Chicago has dismissed the first legal action initiated in connection with the missing Malaysian Airlines plane. NPR's David Schaefer reports the judge calls the filing improper and is threatening sanctions against the firm that brought the action.
Attorneys for the Rebeck law firm in Chicago filed a petition for discovery against Malaysian Airlines and against Boeing, the manufacturer of the missing 777, in order to preserve any evidence of what might have caused the plane's presumed crash. But Cook County Judge Kathy Flanagan is dismissing the action, calling it inappropriate and unnecessary because it exceeds the scope of allowable discovery. In addition, Judge Flanagan notes that Rebeck's lawyers know full well there is no legal basis for their petition because they've had similar actions in previous air disasters dismissed by this very same court. The judge says if the law firm files similar motions again, she will impose sanctions. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Authorities in Washington State now say the official death toll from that mudslide that hit earlier this month in an area near Oso, Washington, remains at 24. Of that group, officials say 18 of the victims have been positively identified. Massive landslide hit the morning of March 22nd. Since then, searchers have been working day and night. Steve Harris is a vision supervisor of one of the management teams.
We have approximately 120 personnel out there. We're a combination of volunteers and professional search and rescue teams working on that.
Landslide swept over a state highway and a river before engulfing homes. 8 people were injured or survived. 22 people are still listed as missing. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is asking the federal government for a major disaster declaration. Sugary soft drinks continue to be a problem. That's according to the Beverage Institute. The Institute says sales of carbonated soft drinks dipped 3% in 2013. As many people have linked sugary soft drinks to obesity in adults and children, that's a steeper drop than the previous 2 years. On Wall Street today, stocks up 134 points. The Nasdaq gained 43 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could undo tens of thousands of business and software patents held by large and small corporations. NPR's Laura Seidel reports the justices appeared wary of making such a sweeping decision.
At issue in the case is a patent on a process that helps banks ensure that a second party in a foreign currency transaction is trustworthy. The company that came up with the process, Alice Corporation, has never actually implemented it, but it sued CLS Bank, which does have a fully functional computer process for this. CLS argues that Alice shouldn't be able to patent an abstract idea. It's called a business method patent, and it's largely used, as in this case, to patent software. Nearly half of all patent lawsuits in recent years were over these kinds of patents. In questioning, the Supreme Court justices showed concern that if they invalidated Alice Corp's patent, it could have a domino effect. Yet major software companies, including Google, Microsoft, and Adobe, want the court to do exactly that. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev made a visit to Crimea today, or to Ukraine, rather, as the word came that some battalions have been pulled back there. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the administration welcomes what he called an important first step.
Even this report would only be the beginning of what needs to happen when it comes to the disposition of Russian troops on the border of Ukraine, and is only one piece of what we have called for when it comes to the need to de-escalate.
In Kiev, Ukraine's acting president flatly rejected Russian pressure to turn Ukraine into a loose federation, saying Ukrainians should make that decision. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of oil was down 9 cents a barrel to end the session at $101.58 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.